Legislation that would allow for the use of semi-automatic firearms and air or gas-powered rifles for certain hunting applications was approved this week by the General Assembly and is now on the governor's desk for his signature. Prime sponsor Representative Matt Gobler of Clearfield and Elk Counties said provisions of his bill would allow the Game Commission to modernize hunting regulations and bring Pennsylvania into step with hunting practices in many other states.
House Bill 263 originally started as an idea from a constituent to allow air and gas-powered weapons to be used in hunting in Pennsylvania. Most other states allow these sort of implements to be used. The technology has advanced to the point where they are humane, they are effective, and they're a great tool to reach out to new demographics of hunters, to bring people into the sport and to celebrate our outdoor heritage. I'm very pleased to have worked with the Senate to have added some provisions to this bill, one of which allows the Game Commission to determine what seasons of the year and what species in which to allow for the regulation of semi-automatic firearms in hunting, which most other states also allow. And this will be another opportunity that will be brought to our state's hunters that they have previously been denied. And finally, I'm also proud to have worked on a provision in this bill that will remove the sunset date from the elk license raffle, which has benefited the Keystone Elk Country Alliance and the Elk Country Visitors Center in Benazette. It's been a successful program. The original legislation provided for the need to reauthorize in 2018, and we've recognized now that this has been successful, and we want to make sure that it can continue in perpetuity.
From the state capitol, Mike Davies reporting.